You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Alexis. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance today?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Okay, can I get the spelling of your first name, please?
J-A-M-E-S.
J-A-M-E-S. And your last name, please?
B-E-R-L-E-T-I-C-H.
B-E-R-L-E-T-I-C-H. And can I have a good callback number in case we get disconnected today?
It is 909-528-8082.
All righty. And would you like to receive mobile text updates to that number, which include the provider's name, number, and how long it'll take them to arrive at your vehicle today?
Sure.
Awesome. Message and data rates may apply. May I have your policy number, please?
Yes, it is policy number 0401-03-11-01-81905.
Alrighty, 0401-03-11-01-81905. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay, and can I get the last six of your VIN, please?
Yes, I believe. Is it J02 or 027075?
Alrighty, 027075. And by any chance, is there someone else's name who might be on your policy other than yours?
Yeah, Candace.
Okay, wonderful. And can I get the year, make, and model of the vehicle, please?
Say 2020 Toyota Corolla.
And what color is it?
Red.
Alrighty. And what was the reason for breakdown today?
Flat tire.
May I ask which one?
Is the rear, right, rear passenger.
So, passenger side, rear tire flat. Alrighty. And you're requesting a tire change, a tire inflation, or a tow today?
Well, if they can inflate the tire, that'd be great, but it's probably going to be a tow.
They can't.
I tried inflating it with...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Say what? No, go ahead. You said they can't what?
Oh, I was going to say they can put air in your tire, but if there's a hole or anything in the tire, then it won't take the air. Then you would have to call back for another service and wait again for another provider to come out, and that'll just be a longer process. But if that's what you want to do, then I can do whatever you like me to do because it's your request.
I want to tow.
Okay, that's fine. So I'm going to set you up for a flatbed tow today. Is that all right? Okay, and will your vehicle shift out of park and go into neutral?
Will it shift out of park and go into neutral?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And is your vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
It's front-wheel drive, I believe.
Okay. And is this service a result of an accident?
No, just a flat tire.
Okay, and do you have the keys with the vehicle?
Yep, I'm in it.
And you will be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
Yes.
And were you trying to get a ride with the provider to the drop-off location?
Yes.
And is it just you in need of a ride?
Yes.
Alrighty. So I must let you know that rides are not guaranteed due to COVID, but they usually do allow up to one or two people to ride. So most likely they won't have a problem with you riding, but they will ask that you wear a mask if possible, please. Is that something that'll be okay?
What's that now?
Oh, I was just saying that rides are not guaranteed due to COVID, but they usually do allow up to one or two people to ride with the provider. So most likely they will allow you to ride with the provider, but they do ask that you wear a mask.
I'm sure I can cover my face somehow, but I mean, I'm not going to let somebody take my car and not give me a ride.
Okay. So I'm going to try to find somebody who can pick up your vehicle and you. Is that all right?
Yeah. It has to be like that. Yeah. I can't walk 40 miles home.
Okay, I understand. Alrighty. May I have the address of where your vehicle is currently located, please?
It is 126, oh, where it's located? I'm
yes.
On the 15 freeway heading southbound right by the way station in between Cleghorn and 138.
You said by the way station?
Yep, the way station, the CHP way station where they weigh the big trucks. The 16-wheelers.
Okay, so I see. Hold on one moment. And what city are you in?
Guessing it's San Bernardino. Not exactly sure.
Okay. Okay, so I'm kind of having a hard time locating you on my Google Maps. Is there any businesses that surround you that you can point out?
Yeah, it's the 138 and the 15 freeway. 138 and the 15 freeway. I'm going 15 south. I'm on the 15 south in between Cleghorn and the 138. There's a McDonald's and a Chevron on the 138. Exit.
Okay, so I'm looking at it now, and I see the McDonald's and the Chevron on Wagon Train Road.
I'm not sure the name of the road, but it's off the 138. You exit 138.
Yes, the Mojave Freeway. It goes into I-15 Barstow Freeway, and it's a Chevron and a McDonald's.
Yep.
Right on the right hand side.
Yep, I'm going south. I'm on the south, 15 south, right at the way station. Way station is literally a quarter mile away from the McDonald's.
Okay. Okay, one moment. And you said you're going.
What's that?
What way did you say you were going?
I am on 15 South.
So you're going southbound.
Yeah, I'm on a 15 South.
And you stated that you're a little bit past the McDonald's by the way station that's a mile and a half away.
It's a quarter of a mile away. I'm in between Cleghorn Road and 138 at the way station. You could just put that down and they'll figure it out. It's not difficult. Just in between Cleghorn and 138 on the 15 South. They'll see me. I'm on right by the way station. You can't miss it.
Okay, I'm trying to see.
Yeah, just Cleghorn Road and 138. I'm at the way station.
Okay, and you said, hold on. Do you know how to spell those roads, if possible?
Yeah. Cleghorn is Cleghorn, road, R-D, and then highway 138.
Okay.
In between Cleghorn and 138 on the 15 southbound on the way station exit.
You said you're right in front of the what exit?
I'm at the way station.
Okay, the way station.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have you pinpointed, but I made a few notes just for the provider to be able to easily locate you. I'm going to read them to you, and you just let me know, is there anything you want me to add or take away, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I have vehicle is on the side of the road on Highway 15 going southbound. Vehicle is between Cleghorn Road and Highway 138 right in front of the way station exit.
Yep, perfect.
Awesome. Alrighty, one moment. Alrighty, give me one moment. I'm getting your ticket together. Cool. Alrighty. Now, may I have the address to where you want to take your vehicle today?
Yes, it's 1267 3rd Street.
And do you know that zip code?
It's 92320. How you doing?
All right, I see you got a flat tire.
Yep, I'm on
AAA.
AAA.
Okay. you want to drive into the scales in Los Angeles there?
Sure, I can.
Yeah.
CHP.
Alrighty, so I currently have your vehicle being dropped off at 1267 3rd Street, Calamessa, California, 92320. Is that correct?
Correct.
Alrighty. One moment. Alrighty, sir. So I must make you aware that the way that your policy is set up with your insurance company, they cover you for 15 miles, but you're going for 42 miles, so you're above benefit by 27 miles. So anything over the 15 miles that you're above benefit will have to be out of pocket. Are you okay with that?
I guess I have no choice, right?
Yes, sir, I guess so. but would you like to continue?
Yeah, I guess I have no choice.
Okay, and I'll get a quote for you to let you know how much you would have to pay for those 27 miles. Is that okay?
Sure.
Alrighty. One moment. Alrighty, so the next step for me is to start calling providers to see if I can get someone to come out and assist you today. Since you did opt into the text message feature, you will receive a text with the provider's name, number, and ETA, and I'll give you a verbal confirmation of that same information over the phone as well. And like I said, your benefits cover you up to 15 miles. You're going for 42, so I'll get a quote for those additional 27 overage miles for you, and I'll get an ETA, and once I do, I'll give you a call back. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
Nope, that'll be it.
Wonderful. So you do have the option to stay on the line, and I put you on hold while I contact providers, or I could give you a call back, but it's your choice.
Whatever you want. Yeah, whatever. It's whatever's easiest.
Okay, so if you give me about 20 to 25 minutes to locate you a provider, I'll give you a call back to the number ending in 8082. Is that all right?
Yep, perfect.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling Mercy Roadside Assistance, and I'll get back with you shortly.
Awesome. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Thank you.